Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
While reading through this first reading that we have today from the Acts of the Apostles, one of the thoughts that occurred to me again that I've had before is that the New Testament was just not written in order to impress and win over converts. It seems to fail miserably if that was its goal. Like over and over again, you see the New Testament writers highlighting the apostles and the early church leaders, like highlighting their foibles, highlighting their faults, highlighting their failures, highlighting the worst character defects that they have. Like these bright spotlights are just shown upon the most impressive parts of them. You've got the apostles, they seem to never have food when they need food. They never seem to get what Jesus is saying. Do you understand what I am saying to you? No, we don't. They seem to hear that over and over again. They seem to express such a lack of faith. They stick their feet in their mouths over and over again, especially Peter. They say stupid things, right? Like to the Samaritan villagers who are not wanting Jesus to come to their town, you've got the sons of thunder saying to the Lord, "Do you want us to call down fire upon them to consume them?" Like, ay, 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 like, boys, this is embarrassing, right? They try and send people away that Jesus wants to encounter and minister to, and then you've got them abandoning him in the midst of his passion, Peter's denials. I mean, all of this. From a public relations standpoint, the New Testament is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And this is true of this passage that we have from the Acts of the Apostles. Right, the twin pillars of the early church are Peter and Paul. I just highlighted a few of Peter's great, you know, failures and, you know, struggles, if you will, his denials of the Lord, sticking his feet in his mouth. But Paul's the same thing. And we hear the story of Saul in the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. This is the guy? He's trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. This is what strikes me, that when composing the Acts of the Apostles, Luke, who's the author of both the Gospel and Acts, Luke did not feel any pressure whatsoever to airbrush like this chapter out of Paul's life. He could have, right? Author's rights, editorial rights. He could have left this whole section on the cutting room floor and started the story of the great St. Paul with the Damascus Road encounter. But he doesn't. In fact, he seems to be highlighting Saul's past. Why? To illustrate the transforming power of the risen Lord. Like to illustrate the transformative power of the gospel, to show off like what God is capable of doing. This is what I had to start with, this is what I'm working with, and this is what I'm making. Like in the gospel, we just heard Jesus say of himself, he says, "I am the bread of life." And obviously throughout scriptures, throughout all of literature, bread is symbolic of the basic sustenance of life. It's what you need to survive, right? Give us this day our daily bread. And Jesus himself in this gospel is self-identifying as the basic sustenance of life. And what is that? It's the beauty of his love. It's a love that is quite literally out of this world. It's a love that once you taste it, there's no going back. You're irrevocably changed. Like, once you've tasted this love, once you've been encountered by this love, there's no going back. You're going to be changed, just like Saul was changed, right? The point of all of this is that nobody's past is so broken, right? Nobody's past is so dark, nobody's past is so damaged that the transformative love and power of Jesus can't change it, make it something new. Like, that's the incredible good news of Easter. That a Saul can become a Paul. that a crushed, broken Simon can become a Peter, glued back together by resurrection, life, and mercy. Amen.